Hello, and welcome to another hot and exciting episode of the Original Guru of Good Game. And I am your host, Zero Game, or you can just call me Zero G for short. And today's topic is a hot one, and it is a good one. So I hope you people are ready for this. So listen up, because I'm going to drop something on you that you probably ain't never heard before. And if you did, you probably just didn't know how it applies. So, what is the topic of today? The hot topic of today is the three F's. And the three F's consist of those that get fucked, those that know how to get fucked, and those that know how to fuck. Now, I know most of you are probably thinking, oh yeah, I know how to fuck. I know how to get down. That's because you're thinking of this sexually. But here's the thing. It's not sexual. But then again, it is sexual. But then again, it's not. So that's what makes up the dynamic that makes this so unique, because it is sexual, but it is not sexual. It applies to sex, but then again, it doesn't apply to sex. So that's the weird part about it. And probably I'm going to have to do additional shows on this one. I don't think I'm going to be able to get all this in the time that I frame that I have set up for these podcasts. So we're just going to start with number one, and that is those that get fucked. Now you're thinking to yourself, okay, who are those that get fucked? We all get fucked. But those that get fucked doesn't know why or how they getting fucked. They just know they getting fucked over. See, that's why I was trying to say this is not sexual. This applies to everyday life. You know, everybody is getting fucked at some point in time in their life. Whether they know it or not is the big difference. So those that get fucked usually don't know why they getting fucked or how they getting fucked. They just know they getting fucked. Matter of fact, I want to rephrase that. I'm incorrect in the way I just phrased that. I'm sorry. Those that get fucked, they know why they getting fucked, and they know how they getting fucked. They just don't know who fucking them. So let's get into this, those that get fucked, a little bit deeper. Now, when we speaking about those that get fucked, are usually in a situation where you're everyday people. You working, or you struggling, or you getting some kind of assistance. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, what it is, but you getting fucked. And you think to yourself, I'm not getting fucked. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me put it to you this way. See, I've been in retail for some decades. You know, this it wasn't a summer job or the job I had, you know, summer before last or something that I did while I was in high school, or, you know, this was a career at one point. And I was in it for quite some years, to the point that I became a manufacturer's rep, then becoming a wholesaler, and then becoming an import-exporter. So I do have a little understanding in the retail industry. And the one thing I do know is we are getting fucked, myself included and you included. We all getting fucked. And the reason why I say that is as simple as this, because like I said, I worked in retail. Everywhere I've been in every aspect of the retail industry, from the guy they hire to sweep the fucking floors of the place to an assistant store manager sitting there dealing with vendors, manufacturers, and corporate office assholes. So I've been down that road. I know how it runs, and I've seen all that they can show you in that industry. So when I say we are getting fucked, we are truly getting fucked. So let's break this down and examine how we getting fucked. When we go to a store, and let's say you want that new MP3 player. You go into your favorite store. You say, oh, look at that. MP3 player, normally $149.95. Markdown on a clearance, manager special, some kind of sale, some kind of holiday event. Anything they can get to make you think that you're getting a good deal, because that's the fuck part. See, normally it says $149.95. Of course, most people don't remember in past times they came into the store when that item was not on sale, and they'd never paid attention to the price that it was then. And I can guarantee you 6 out of 10 times, that damn thing was lower before the sale than it was to the so-called sale. And that's the game they play. See, what they do is you go in there, you see it for $149.95. They say, oh, we're going to give you a good deal. We're going to slash the price down to $89.95. And you thinking, oh, shit, you know, this was $150 yesterday or last week. Now it's down to this, man. I'm about to get this joint. That's a good price. So you think you're getting a really good deal. And in most situations, most people do believe they are getting a good deal or they getting the best bang for their dollar. But in reality, you just getting fucked because they going to sell it to you for $89. How much you think they pay for it? Now, take this from somebody who has worked in the retail industry and the wholesale supply industry. If they selling it to you for $89, then I can almost guarantee you them motherfuckers paid no more than $10 for that damn thing. Retail has a 2,000% markup, and that's how they get over on you. That's how you getting fucked, because when you think your hard-earned money that you done went out there and busted your ass for 40, 50, 60 hours in the week, cut back on all kind of things, medication, food, certain kind of luxuries and necessities in life, you cutting that shit back because you trying to save up, you know, to get things that you want. So you thinking that, hey, you know, this markdown makes it affordable. I can get it this time. Yeah, you can get fucked in the ass because that's basically about what's happening. Because if you knew that you could go and contact the overseas manufacturer directly and buy that item for $20, $25, then why would you go to your local store and pay $89? See, that's the fuck over. They fuck you over because they mark up the products so high from what they pay for them. And then they give you this bullshit ass sale, this bullshit ass discount, these bullshit ass, we slashing prices down low and we're rolling back prices. You ain't rolling back shit. All you doing is taking off 10 to 15% off of your profit margin, but you still making 1,000, 1,500% profit gain on the item that you selling, that you giving us this so-called discount on or this reduced price. So everybody getting fucked. We all getting fucked. And that goes for damn near every consumable product that we find on any shelf, that's sent through us by the mail, that we order online, all of it. It's all a bend you over, take it up the ass. Only thing is you just don't know who fucking you up the ass. But you know why? Because it's greed. And most of us, we know how, but we just don't pay attention to how, because why? Hey, we going into the store, we just trying to get what we need at a price that we can afford, and that's just it. So, you know, we don't pay that much attention. But the truth in the matter is that we all know how they fucking us. We just don't know who fucking us. And that is the basis of the three F's, least number one, those that get fucked. And all of us fall into the category of those that get fucked. Now, we can flip this script and go on to the sexual side of this, which I'm not going to do. I'm going to save that for the next episode. And then we're going to touch on that one about the sexual side of those that's getting fucked. Because there is, oh, it's some real shit on that one that I'm going to get into. And it might piss some of you off. Matter of fact, I'm going to go out here on a limb and say it's going to piss a whole lot of you off once you find out, or once you see the reality of you getting fucked. Then you're going to think to yourself, why am I in this situation getting fucked by this individual? And that might hurt, and it might piss you off, and it might cause you a little, you know, trauma and a little stress and a little brain fog. But rest assured, when you know which of these three categories you fall into and you see how you fall into that category, I will guarantee you that knowledge will cause the little neural pathways in your brain to create new ones to get you out of that shit and never suffer from that shit again. That I can guarantee you. And that's my word. So I'm going to end this episode on the three F's, those that get fucked, those that know how to get fucked, and those that know how to fuck. And I want y'all to speak up. Tell me which category you think you in, all right? And then we're going to speak on that later. I might even have you on the show to speak your opinion, voice your concerns, give us your knowledge on how you feel about this situation and what's going on and how it's doing it and how it's going and how it's applying in your life. We might even be able to work something out to help improve your situation. So for those that are getting fucked, this is what I'm going to tell you to do as a little homework assignment. Go online and just type in wholesale consumer products and see what comes up. And then look at some of them websites and see how much they selling that shit for on a wholesale level. And then go and look up your favorite store or whichever one's closest to you where you've been going to buy your shit from. And then look at the prices of what they selling it for. And I bet you, I will guarantee, bet your ass that when you see that shit, you're going to start thinking, I am not going to keep on buying this shit, making them motherfuckers rich, and we sitting up here having a missed meal and no meal trying to pay for they shit. And you're going to get tired of that bend over getting fuck shit without knowing who fucking you over. But when you go and you do this little research, you're going to know who fucking you over. And you're going to know how they fucking you over. Then we're going to get into the why. Well, you know why they fucking you over is greed, but we're going to get into that anyway on a lot deeper level. But right now, we just going to stick to the determining whether you are the ones who are getting fucked, whether you are the ones who know how to get fucked, or whether you fall into the category of those that know how to fuck. So we're going to come back on that one, all right? And we're going to get really deep into that. And that one, I'm expecting audience participation. I want to hear your opinions on this. I want y'all to voice up what you think and how it's affecting you and if it's even affecting your life. So hit me up at ogzerogame@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page or our new Facebook group, Your Original Guru of Good Game. And I have these questions posted up on our new Facebook group, The Original Guru of Good Game. So go to our Facebook group, sign up to be a member, post your opinions, your answers, or whatever you got right on our Facebook page and in the group. And then we will come back and we will talk about it live right here on the show, The Original Guru of Good Game. And we're going to drop some more good game on your ass so y'all can get that vibe flowing right. So I'm going to end this episode with a new saying: ain't nothing like it in life when your game is vibing right. Peace out, y'all.